I'm back, everybody. 2 weeks gone. Isa and Nico's held down the fort. It's Marcus Newman. The show is called One More Good Idea. We're here on WCPT, 820 AM. It's 8:04 in the morning. It's about 37 degrees outside, 216 here in the studio. How you doing, Isa?
I'm doing good. Happy to have you back.
Nice job last week, huh? Did you have fun?
Yes, very nervous.
Nikos, you held the fort down.
Yeah.
You coached Isa through her debut.
She's a little rough in the beginning. In the first half.
We had something.
Through. In the second half, we followed through.
I thought you guys did
so well. We followed the game plan well. And we did what the coach wanted us to do. And, you know, it was a good team win. It's a good team win.
We could just take one play at a time.
Yeah, one play at a time.
Hey, guess what? I am officially an empty nester. Hey, Nikos, they turned the light on you. Let's turn him on.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
It's facing you.
That's
now.
Right.
I don't know how to turn it on, but.
I'll figure it out.
So I am officially an empty nester. It is, I am in my second phase of life. I have been predominantly a father of children for 26 years.
That is what being a father usually.
Yeah, but I mean, they lived in my purview, and my number one issue is, where are they? What are they doing? Are they okay? Are they fed? Are they, you know? And now they are all in the wind, and I am...
free?
I don't know if
I'm
free.
Bachelor life.
I don't know if I'm free to say... Listen, I've only cried a little bit. Only a tiny little bit. But I have so many things to tell you guys. So I have been moving children east, mostly. My daughter in Iowa City has stayed in Iowa City's same apartment, which was like a gift. My oldest daughter, Ren, who you've met on these airwaves, she moved to Baltimore with her people. So I drove her to Baltimore. We met the movers out there, moved all the furniture, and I built bookcases and beds and helped her put it all together and then drove home. And when I was driving home, I was sick. Oh
no.
Isa, listen to this. I have a 12-hour drive, okay? And I left at 2:30 in the morning. So I worked all day building furniture, moving, helping her. And I wanted to leave that night, but I was too tired. I went to sleep. I woke up because I wasn't feeling well at 2:30 in the morning. Well, it was 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 here. And I was wide awake. So I'm like, you know what? I grabbed all my stuff. I went, got my car, and I started driving home. The first stop was 2 hours into the drive. And it's a Shell station. I like to use Shell stations whenever possible. I like Shells. I don't know. So I stop. I fill up with gas. I go into the Shell station to go to the bathroom and to get a coffee. And I walk in, and I'm shivering. I'm shivering so violently that my teeth are literally chattering. And I said to the woman, is it cold in here? And she's like, not really. I'm like, great. So then I fill up, I go to the bathroom, I get my coffee, I get back in the car, and I'm driving. The next stop is 4 hours later. Same thing happens. By the time I got into Chicago, I had a massive headache. I had the chills. I mean, I felt like garbage. I drove home. And by the way, after 11 hours of driving, I'm stuck in Chicago traffic, and it's bumper to bumper for an hour.
No.
Yeah, the worst. I drive straight to the urgent care clinic, and I get a COVID test. I'm COVID negative. So the next morning, I go talk to my doctors. The next morning, I felt better, but it was... I was terrified because 4 days later, I was driving back to Maryland to take my youngest daughter to college. And I'm thinking, the whole time I'm driving for 11 hours, I have nothing to do but think. I'm thinking, I have COVID. I'm not going to be able to, you know, God forbid I'll be okay. Or God willing, I'll be okay. God forbid I have COVID. But I'm going to miss my daughter going to college. It's going to be miserable. I'm getting emotional. I'm not feeling well, whatever. COVID free, so I was good to go. I got to rest for 3 days, and then I packed up my youngest daughter, and we drove out to Maryland, College Park, 40 minutes from Baltimore, where her sister is, and we moved her in, and then I drove home again by myself 12 hours, but the second time I felt good. Yeah.
Yeah. I cannot drive that straight, especially at 2:30 in the morning. I feel like I'd be asleep in 2 hours. And let alone, like, I can't imagine driving in Chicago traffic in the best of circumstances.
While you're sick after 11 hours?
Yeah, I would have given up.
Well, I'll tell you what. My grandfather, Gail Newman, may his memory be a blessing for all of us. He was an over-the-road truck driver. And my uncle Howie Newman, who is his son, is a freight delivery person as well. And when I'm driving, for whatever reason, I'm capable. I've driven 24 hours straight. I took my kids to Florida for vacation, and I was able to get them an extra day by just not stopping. They sleep, I drive, coffee, Doritos. I'm vegan, and the purple Doritos, the like chili lime, are accidentally vegan. And so Diet Mountain Dew, coffee, and purple Doritos. I could literally drive anywhere.
Hearing that, like, you think vegan is just so healthy and... All of those are.
Well, Captain Crunch is also a vegan, too. Not healthy. Dr. Schaffel, who listens to the show and is a contributor, he's our medical correspondent. He literally likes to punch me when I tell him about some of the things that are vegan. Like Ritz crackers are vegan, and he's like, they're not healthy. I'm like, well, they're vegan.
I feel like that with gluten-free stuff. I discovered this one type of Cheeto was gluten-free, and I ate, like, two bags. And naturally, I got sick, because, like, I haven't been eating anything, but it was so good just to eat Cheetos.
Of course. Well, so anyway, my kids are in college, and now I have a new sports team that I get to cheer for. It's very exciting. The Maryland Terrapins football team. They have a really good quarterback. They have a really good running back. They have a good receiving team. They have a great defense. They beat West Virginia yesterday in a barn burner of a game. I watched the whole thing. I only fell asleep a little. And it's very fun to have a new thing, but the story of the weekend, the collegiate story of the weekend, comes from Iowa City and my other daughter, who went to the, she doesn't go to the games, can't be bothered to go to the games, but she likes to go to the tailgates. And so she went to the tailgate and got her party on. And sometime in the afternoon was on FaceTime with her sister and a friend, and somehow dropped her phone in the sewer. It went down into the sewer. You could see the picture. It landed face up, and the camera was shooting up the sewer. You could see the grate, and you could see Josie's face looking down at it and freaking out and wondering what she was supposed to do.
That's kind of great.
Yeah.
Horrible for her.
Called me, and they're like, you got to help her. I said, what am I going to do? Like, she's going to have to figure it out herself.
Dad for the rescue.
And her mom calls me and says, could you just call her and check in on her? I'm like, sure. Call her and check in on her. Her phone's in a sewer. Like, who am I going to call and check? You know, how's she going to answer? Anyway.
She's drunk. She's having a good time still.
She was definitely drunk. And then the fire department came. I guess the Iowa City Fire Department has nothing better to do than to show up with their truck, lights flashing and everything, embarrassing my daughter, which I appreciate. Almost worth the money. And they went down in the sewer and got her phone for her.
As someone who lived in Iowa, I can tell you they most certainly had nothing better to do.
Well, Iowa City is a thriving metropolis of phones and sewers.
Only on weekends.
It's a good one. I think she'll remember that story for the rest of her life. It's her senior year, game one, home opener, football, party, drop phone in sewer. My daughter and her friend, who are on the phone at the time, are still, I think, laughing.
See, but now you have the perfect present to get her, is you can get her one of those, like, phone holders that you put around your neck. Oh. So when she goes out drinking, she just wears it around her neck, and she doesn't have to worry about it.
We may have to look into that.
Embarrass her for years to come.
Yeah. I had a lot of interesting experiences when I was in college, too. One of my favorites of me, I had a car that I bought with the money I made on tips from being a waiter. It was very inexpensive, and it had a short in the horn. If it rained, the horn would blow. Yeah. And one time I was at work, and it was raining, I guess, outside, and a guy comes into the bar and says, hey, somebody's car alarm is going off out there. And I'm like, ugh. And I had to go out and, in the rain, pop the hood and unplug the horn, because it was my car. But it's all I could afford. And he said, I did the best I could. I never dropped my phone in a sewer, probably because I didn't have a cell phone back then, because they didn't exist.
And the phones that did exist after that would not fit down the sewer.
that's
in an average bag.
Anyway, so if you are out there in radio land and you're looking for a football team that you can get behind and cheer for, the Maryland Terrapins would love to have you as a fan. Check them out. Nikos, how do you feel about that?
Yes.
Yes? Yeah. Are you in the market for a new football team to cheer for?
No. I'm done. I'm good. I used to pick out of a hat for what NFL team I would cheer for that year. I just decided it's easier just to be a Bears fan since I'm here.
Dude, it's not easy to be a Bears fan.
Yeah, well, I don't care about football, really. I mean, I'm just, it's cool. Football's cool. You throw a ball, they score a touchdown, score some points. That's great. It's great. Kick a ball through some metal things.
There's a lot more to it. There's blocking.
You're angering people.
There's blocking and running, whatever.
I'm sure. And I also believe LeBron's better than Michael Jordan. But,
do you know what you sound like right now?
You just can't be winning every single day.
You sound like a Canadian kid raised in Wisconsin. That's what you sound like.
I'm just amazing. What can I say?
Stop talking.
And I'd like to just one more point here. One more point.
Yeah.
I don't care about college football either. I think college football is like just a money grab at this point. And well, actually, no. I am glad now. Kids are actually getting money now, so that's a thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that up till this point, I don't care about.
You should support terrapins because I didn't know what they were, turtles. So I had to look them up. They're turtles,
and
but
it's a girl turtle.
And they're really cute. I'll support them.
It's a girl.
That's all you need is a good mascot and like a decent team.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
It's the basketball team goes by Hell in a Shell.
Okay, that's really clever.
Hell in a Shell. Maybe I'll be a girl turtle.
Fear the turtle. Hell in a Shell. Okay. Anyway, that was my weekend. I watched football, and I was so happy. Iowa killed Indiana. That's where my money has been going to fund that football team. And now my money is going to fund the Terps. That's what they had on their helmets. They had the throwback 80s helmets that had Terps in cursive writing. It was very cool. Anyway, I had a good weekend. I have new joys in my life. I'm lonely alone. My girlfriend and I spend more time together, which is nice. And my dogs get more of my attention. That's all good. When I'm alone and it's dark and I'm lonely, I do cry a little, but that's okay.
Everyone cries.
Everyone cries. That's how you get the sad out of you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's all good. My kids are in the wind and living their lives and having experiences and using my DoorDash account. Okay.
The same way I use my dad's Amazon and everything else.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mike.
Shout out to dads everywhere. Okay. So much to do. Nikos, we started the show with a song, a version that we're allowed to play, right?
You know, that might be changing. I don't know. We got some like music rights things going
on. What?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know for sure. This might be fake news, but like I don't know what's happening with that.
Nikos,
we may or may not be able to play.
You will change my life.
I don't know.
If you make that
this
happen.
This could be a completely fake announcement.
Oh my God, that is the most exciting thing I've heard in months.
We might have some music rights though that we can actually play some words. I don't know. I don't know.
Keep me in the loop on that, please. Please. Hey, 2 weeks ago when I was here, right, we had a showdown. My friends, O'Hare Tony and my friend Dickie and my friend Andy, they all had tied on a previous worst version possible. So without telling them, just assuming they'd be listening, I had a showdown and nobody was listening. I mean, none of those three. We had other people listening, of course. And so I'm calling them out again. But this time, because of their failure to be present, we had to open it up to the whole world. This is Win Nikos' sticker, worst possible version ever, showdown between O'Hare Tony, Dickie, and Andy is now expanded to a, what do they call that in wrestling? A fatal four-way or a, it's now those three and everybody else in the other corner.
It's a Royal Rumble.
It's a Rumble. Okay, so this is Win Nikos' sticker. You see, Nikos, our producer, Issa, I don't know if you know this about him. He has a stash of stickers in his desk drawer.
I've seen the stickers.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about stickers, but he really enjoys them. Is it the picture on the front, Nikos, or is the sticky part on the back that you like best?
it depends on the time of the week, really, for thinking about my favorite types of, you know, what and I like about most it, about stickers.
Does it hurt you to have to send out stickers to the listeners?
Okay, well, the fact that we haven't yet.
So it doesn't hurt him?
It doesn't hurt me at all.
I asked for the envelopes, just throwing that out there.
We're going to get that done. So if you're waiting on a sticker... It's coming.
We have some glasses, like eyeglasses, cleaners, cloths, that if we've taken too long, just...
It's coming somewhere.
We'll throw them in there.
Yeah.
We'll just, like, put a care package
together.
And
I'm signing all these things. This is all... You know, that's what the process is taking so long. Like, my signature...
You have to learn how to write?
My wrist has been, like...
He has to learn how to write his name.
Like, a broken wrist the last couple weeks.
So let's get into it. The worst possible version ever. It is a contest. It is a Royal Rumble, a Fatal 4-Way. In one corner, we have Dickie. In one corner, we have Andy. In one corner, we have O'Hare Tony. And in the other corner, we have everybody else that's listening to the show. Here's how you win Nikos' sticker. You're going to listen to this version of a song. If you know what it is, you have two ways to win. You can call us at 773-763-WCPT. That's 773-763-9278. Or you can type into the various chats. You could type into the chat that is the WCPT chat, where Philip Grossman is already listening and already chatting. You can type it into the One More Good Idea page chat, which we are monitoring, and we have seen Carol Soskin already on that page. And if you know the version, this contest is called The Worst Possible Version. And here it comes right now.
No, it's coming very soon. Here it is. This is arguably one of the worst versions
ever.
Ever.
Come on, crank it.
I don't know if I want to.
I love the bagpipe.
You love bagpipes?
I think it sounds so pretty.
This particular song.
All right, that's it. That's all.
That's
they
it.
Get
that's
to
all
hear.
You're gonna play.
That's all they get to hear.
Yeah, because anything else will give it away. But yeah, I think the bagpipes sound great. Maybe it's like
I don't.
You know how at like police events, like they play the bagpipes.
Well, they usually play them at like funerals.
Yeah, but also for the St. Patrick's Day parade is what I'm thinking of.
Like that,
a little more positive context.
Gotcha.
I love them when they play them at funerals.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's my favorite part, actually.
So we have so much to talk about while we're waiting for somebody to win the contest. We may have to come back to it, Nico. So I'm not seeing a lot of action.
Yeah. Listen. I gave you too many hints last week, and too many people figured it out.
So we'll do it again in a couple minutes.
Okay, I'll give one hint. It's just one hint.
No hints.
What? I can't give a hint?
Okay,
You're bad at hints.
Okay. It's from a movie.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Nikos.
See, was that
they
vague
used
enough?
The song in a movie.
That was good super vague.
Yeah,
super
good
vague.
Hint. Good hint.
And nobody Get out of here. So somebody's
close, man.
Really?
But he can't win because he's related to one of the people on the show.
He gets a win.
Who is it from?
It's from a guy named George Michaels.
Oh, my God. Where? On what? Oh, on WCBT?
Yeah.
I'm not going to look there.
Okay.
Go on at One More Good Idea if you're listening live. We want you to go there.
George, you're close, but that's not the name of the song. Okay. So, listen. Something happened in Texas. And
an understatement.
Something really nasty, bad happened in Texas relative to abortion. But besides that, in response to all of that, which we definitely will talk about, I feel like we should talk about the response first. Okay. So I'm going to breeze through this. And Issa, I know you have a lot to say on this topic, and I want to get to all of it. I really do. Texas passed a ridiculous law about abortion. I mean, takes us back centuries, and it is terrible. And part of it is this weird, like, bounty system where somehow if you know of someone having an abortion and you report them, you can get paid up to $10,000. And the way that they developed this program was to use a website. And then there was this website, which has since crashed, according to Nikos. You go on the website to initiate the process of reporting and so that it can be investigated, so forth and so on and whatever. Okay, so this website. So step one is the website was hosted at GoDaddy. So the state of Texas, when they want to put up a website, they use GoDaddy. They don't have their own IT professionals to put it at texas.gov. They had to go and buy a domain at GoDaddy.
That's just like the first of what a joke.
Yeah.
This whole thing
Believe me.
Again, I really don't think that they even thought this was going to go through. Like they went through this and they're like, you know, we're going to put the most ridiculous things in here. Yeah. So if it does happen to go through, man, we're going back to the Wild West with this.
GoDaddy.
And we're going to go to GoDaddy with it. So we're going back to like
2000. What was her name, the female race car driver that used to...
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick set up the website for Texas abortion ban. She did. She got out of her race car and she sat down at her computer and she hosted it for them. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, Cheryl Jeffy Halpern. It's from Oh my God, Cheryl Jeffy Halpern won the sticker.
Are you serious?
This is a high-powered labor attorney in the city of Chicago who is tuned in to our show. So much so that she won the worst possible version.
Congrats.
The worst possible version of the worst possible song on the worst possible day because we had to talk about Shrek. Cheryl Jaffe Halpern, I am so proud to be associated with you.
Honestly.
I will personally deliver your sticker from Nikos's drawers. I will take a sticker out of Nikos's drawers. And I will bring it to you.
Yeah, that's we can't trust
proud.
Nikos.
That's how proud I am.
That's actually impressive. That's actually really impressive that you were able to go through and listen to that and determine that.
This is one of the...
Was it because I said the movie tip?
Probably.
Was that too much?
Cheryl, I need you to comment.
Yeah. This is a highly professional, highly accomplished, very brilliant legal mind. And she's listening to this show and winning this contest, which I'm not sure if that adds to her legend or detracts from it.
No.
It adds.
It adds.
Yeah.
Bring the dogs, she said.
Congrats, Cheryl,
you are my hero of the day. Well, you are my second hero of the day. Jim Acosta is my hero of the day, but we'll get back. We'll get to them. So I'm so proud right now. My friends are the best. I literally have the best friends in the whole entire world, and Cheryl Jaffe Halpern is one of them. Her husband was a lawyer, and he quit law to become a high school English teacher. How about that?
Pretty cool.
Something else to be proud of. What a family. Good kids, too. Okay, so Texas and their GoDaddy site. Now, the GoDaddy site was built so that people could go on and report other people who are having abortions and then, you know, initiate the process of getting paid to do so in this medieval bounty system that is now the state of Texas. But it didn't survive because we the people.
The Gen Zers and millennials came out to fight.
And we took matters into our own hands. I'm putting myself into the Gen Zers and the millennials because I did learn something on a YouTube video this morning. And they crashed the site. Isaac, like, tell us how.
Am I allowed to say that word on the air, right?
The P-O-R-N word?
Yeah.
Yes, you can say
okay.
pornography.
Yeah.
Well, you said it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's all right.
Yes,
that's the approval.
I'm telling you.
Gen Zers and millennials came together and decided to upload Shrek porn to this abortion ban website as tips. And it ended up crashing the website, and this one person actually developed a bot that keeps spamming it with more and more videos, which over 30,000 people downloaded.
Okay, wait. Slow down. There's so much to unpack. Okay, number one is, I'm going to just prolong the inevitable, a bot. So a bot is a program that's out there on shareware. It's free. You can download it, and then you can activate it, and it will continuously upload videos to the Texas site.
Yeah, so on part of the Texas site is like you give your name, the person's name, where you heard it, do you know their doctor, do you know what clinic they're going to use, part of the medieval aspect of it. And then there's also a section where you can upload, I'm using air quotes, evidence or proof, and that's where the bot is inserting all the Shrek porn.
Okay, so
as the evidence.
The first thing that I think is amazing is that the generations of millennials and Gen Z, that they are so tech savvy that they can write code that creates a mechanism by which they can disrupt. Yes. Right. I mean, that is awesome.
Amazing.
And, you know, we, the Gen Xers, we used to disrupt by throwing stuff through the window. You know, like we that's how sophisticated.
This is like throwing a truck through the website right. window. They were just like,
That's how sophisticated we were. Right. We would slash your tires. OK, but this is unbelievable. But what it's uploading is the best. Now, you may be familiar, my listening audience, you may be familiar with the movie Shrek. Mike Myers plays a Scottish ogre. And he's Scottish and he's an ogre. And then Cameron Diaz also plays an ogre who has a spell on her. And by day, she's human. And by night, she's an ogre until she finds her true love. Her true love ends up being Shrek. And then she turns into ogre full time. And then there are various nursery rhyme animals. You know, there's three blind mice and there's
all
a
the good
talking
stuff.
Donkey played by Eddie Murphy, and John Lithgow plays the Prince Farquaad, and you know, it's a great movie. And then there have been sequels.
It's honestly amazing.
The music is great. Well, the humor is, the animation,
if they're gonna treat like, you know, women like jokes, then, like, of course, everyone else is going to come through and completely wreck this website.
Okay, but it's not uploading Shrek clips from Shrek. It's Shrek porn.
And so, for clarification, just because I know everyone listening is wondering why, TikTok, in short, is the answer. All of this originated on TikTok, and it was, like, one person's idea, and then from there, everyone, it just snowballed.
Yeah. Okay, but hold on. You're going way too fast. There are people, human beings, like you and me, and Nikos too, and they sit at their computers, and they reanimate Shrek and the characters of Shrek into pornography.
If you can, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're diving.
I just want to give
this.
Mom, Dad, I apologize for a second.
That is Marcus is just really surprised someone took the time to make these. They're not full clips, if that makes you feel better. They're like GIFs. They're like.
I'm with you. Listen,
I haven't watched it.
The fascinating thing is.
I didn't
this.
Watch it either for clarification, guys.
I'm totally going to look this up right now.
She knows too much to be left alive.
No, I posted the videos. I got in on this, guys.
This is a thing.
If
I had to do some research, because you know I've never been to a porn site before, if I had gone to a porn site, I would see categories of different things that
Shrek.
People are interested in, and one of them is Shrek porn. So these people, that's how they spend their time. They make Shrek porn.
I bet Abbott's very proud of his website. I bet Abbott's just like. What we intended.
Hey, we're going to break right now. We'll be back in 2 minutes to discuss more about Shrek porn and how the people of Generation Z and the millennials are using Shrek porn to crash the tech.
You get that, huh?
Is it Shrek porn?
No.
For 300 points?
No. You are wrong.
What is it? Oh, I know it.
It's from Shrek, though.
Yeah.
It's from Shrek.
I got you. Okay, so listen, I feel bad right now for my friend Cheryl Jaffe Hopper. She is like a distinguished lawyer, and she's now going to be associated with this show.
And you just said her name again.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. If you need a labor attorney. Listen, let me tell you something. This is fascinating. The idea that somebody is sitting there creating Shrek porn, that's number one. Number two is then one person gets the idea, hey, I got an idea. I hate Texas's new abortion law. I hate the system that they've built. I'm going to mess with it, and I'm going to take this Shrek porn that I've just created, and I'm going to put it on to that website. And then other people are like, oh, my God, that's so funny. Let's put Shrek porn onto this website. And then somebody else says, oh, I got an idea. I'm really good at coding. I'm going to create a bot that is going to upload Shrek porn continuously and crash the site.
And one of the best things is part one of the second biggest like tip sent in besides the Shrek porn was that Greg Abbott's like butt smells. Like I cannot lie to you. I've seen so many like TikToks of just people sending that in, and that's the tip. And their picture proof is like pictures of him just looking sweaty. Like,
oh,
it's so archaic. You have to laugh about it.
It's awesome.
Or you cry. I cried.
I love millennials and Gen Z for these reasons, man. I mean, like,
we're creative.
It is awesome. It's awesome. You know, let's start with the fact that it's the people expressing themselves about this ridiculous abortion law of Texas. This law, which is forcing women to seek medical care outside of the state of Texas. It's taxing the medical systems of New Mexico and of Louisiana already.
Yeah.
And people are going to get sick and people are going to die. And these idiots in the Texas legislature who identify as pro-life people are creating a system that is going to kill women. Now, how do you justify your pro-life stance when you're passing legislation that we know will actively kill people?
The Bible.
The Bible. Well, that's not a good enough defense for me because I have happened to have read the Bible, and I happen to know that the Bible, while it does care about life, is all about killing. And also that the interpretation of the Bible is that if the mother's life is at risk, then that's what matters, right? So those Bible thumper boneheads, they are wrong. And they're making arguments and passing them off as good ones that are not good ones.
They're using, like, inflammatory, like, language, like that rhetoric, the same way Trump did, like, saying, like, who's going to save the slaughtered children, the unborn thing. Like, they're using such, like, provocative and, like, very, like, upsetting, like, words to push this, I think, to hide the fact that they don't have the logic to support it. Science isn't on their side. So how are they appealing to people? Through religion and emotions. Because a lot of the time, religion isn't logical and emotions aren't logical.
There was a meme, and Nikos, you reacted to this, so let's talk about this on the air. There was a meme that said, now in Texas, based on this law, a man could rape his daughter, then report her for getting abortion and get paid $10,000. Is that accurate or not accurate?
I don't know, because the aspect of a woman being sexually assaulted and having a child because of that, that's likely, and someone could turn her in. And the likelihood that anyone gets prosecuted for that rape is already low already.
Well, I don't think that the bounty is excluded if you happen to be a felon.
So I did the research. I looked up. Well, not only this morning, but a couple days ago when this website stuff started going down. I went onto the website trying to figure out what's going on with this.
Did you upload Shrek porn?
I did not upload Shrek porn because I was actually trying to figure out what this even means. When I went to their facts and, like, questions page, by the way, the page was poorly built, first off. Like, I don't know, like a two-year-old built this website. You go all the way to the bottom, facts and questions, but I literally looked at how do I collect a bounty on there, and to put in information in there, you have to upload, screenshots or whatever evidence that you have. You put your name, you put down there, you can put down, like, all this information on there. And then at the end it says, we'll get back to you within 2-3 weeks. So it's like, I don't, like, you know, Grant, that's what I mean. Like, they treat it like a joke, because it is a joke that this is what's happening. But it encouraged, like, the thing is, it encourages people now to go and, like, chase it. It's like a war on women.
It's a witch hunt. And there's no better word for that. Like, historically, like, you've seen this, like, laws specifically designed to attack women. And in some cases, they were calling them witches. But it's no different than what it is now. It's criminalizing, like, being a woman and, like, having bodily autonomy and deciding what to do with it.
Seriously, Republicans in Texas set up a website to, like, stalk women, their families, right, mm-hmm. and doctors, put bounties on their head, like...
But masks are an invasion of privacy, and knocking on your door to tell you about an FDA-approved vaccine is
well,
to be met with guns.
First of all, hold on. Wait, let's keep There's enough of this that is in the same vein.
Yeah.
Like, look, knocking on my door, that's a different discussion. Educating me, totally mm-hmm. different discussion. But opposing the mask mandate because the government doesn't have a right to tell me what to do with my body in as pertains to a communicable disease that is deadly.
Yeah.
Is in the same vein as not allowing a woman to have an abortion. They're saying the government cannot tell me to wear a mask. It does not have the right to tell me to wear a mask, but it does have the right to tell my girlfriend that she can't get an abortion. And that's all we need to talk about, because those two points are 100% opposing. It is not logical. It is not quality argument to hold both of those positions at the same time. Either the government has the right to tell you what you can and can't do as pertains to your health if somebody else's life is at risk, or it doesn't. That's it. So pick one. Be consistent, Texas. You know, take your guns off your gun rack and put them somewhere safe, maybe that you can't get to them, and sit down and try to figure out which of those two positions you want to take, and then be consistent. Either the government has the right to tell me what to do when somebody else's life is at risk, or it doesn't. Pick one.
And they
either
can't.
Have your abortion law and put your goddamn mask on, or take your mask off and stop it with the abortion law.
The issue with that is they don't see that they don't understand that they're not the same thing. Like, I can't tell you, like, how many conversations, like, I've had with people who say, like, oh, yeah, it's my body, my choice, but force women to carry pregnancies. Because in their head, they do the whole, oh, it's the unborn child, it's another thing. They're like, how can you be pro-choice and require masks and vaccines? Well, I'll tell you how I can be both, is because pregnancy is not contagious. Pregnancy is between, like, the woman, it's her body. COVID is not. Me being pregnant, like if another woman walks down the street past me and I cough, she's not going to get pregnant. If I walk down the street and I cough and I have COVID, I can pass it to literally everyone around me.
Wait. You're telling me that if you're pregnant and you cough on somebody, they don't get pregnant?
Crazy.
What?
And so, like, because I know some people might be wondering, like, how can you be pro-choice and be for mask and vaccines? And, like, that is why COVID is a public health issue, like a public safety issue. Pregnancy is not in that same respect. Like, it's not contagious. Like,
stop being hypocritical. This isn't my words, but this is hilarious. If abortion is murder, then a man busting a nut is mass genocide. and they're doing that. They want, you can only do this within the 6 week radius, I believe it is, and whatever.
Yeah,
and most women don't even know.
It's something that my sister pointed out, who's on her second pregnancy. Shout out to Margaret. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo, baby's on the way.
But something she explained is pregnancy, like 6 weeks pregnant, is 2 weeks post conception, because since it's from your last missed period. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand, is even the counting behind it, because
Thank you for that. Because let me just tell you something. The biggest lie ever perpetuated on the human race is that pregnancy is 9 months. It's 40 weeks, and that's 10 months. And I don't care what kind of math you're doing, 9 months, only because you don't even know that you're pregnant minimally until 4 weeks. And then you're talking about a 2 week window where these women do not know they're pregnant, and then they're in a position where the Texas government will not allow them to take action. And that is criminal. Criminal, right? And what's even worse is that many, many, many pregnancies do not go to term. Many pregnancies, the statistics will astound you. If you look up how many pregnancies end in a miscarriage, in the state of Texas, if you miscarry, you are at risk of being accused of having had an abortion and being made a criminal as a result.
Which sounds very like Handmaiden's Tale, but it happens now. Like, women have been accused of ending their pregnancy when they had a miscarriage and have been, like, jailed. Women have had their lives torn apart. And this is without giving it the legitimacy of putting it into law. Like,
What's up in Texas? Listen.
Like, what's their deal? Like,
where's the revolt?
Well, where are the priorities?
Where are the people?
This is like, and I don't think a lot of people don't understand who are like outside of Texas too, is like that this is just the basis to try and do this across the United States.
25 states already have it on legislation. Like it is very real. Roe v. Wade's overturned.
The fact that the Supreme Court sat in their hands and didn't do anything in the middle of the night, decided that we're not going to do anything about this and allowed this to go through, it's appalling. It's appalling. And you know what? Now that we have to put through Congress, Nancy Pelosi saying we're going to codify Roe v. Wade, which is great. I'm glad this is happening. I don't know why it takes this to do that, though. Like, I wish there was precautions up to this point. Like, what's going on? You know, I'm not educated enough to think that to see that there was, but I'm seeing now, reading through all this, that there wasn't.
It's just a lot of.
It's annoying. It's annoying that like we have a majority as like Democrats, and that there wasn't a opportunity here. And this goes for a lot of things, but the fact that we have a majority and we aren't
pushing this stuff,
putting precautions and putting things in place.
The fact that I'm still looking at, I'm looking at posts on Facebook that have a picture of Joe Biden, a box of Massengill's feminine products and a paper bag, and they're trying to equate those things together. Those are the predominant memes, and this is going on in Texas, and it's not front page news. Where is the outrage? Where are the people? Where are you? You know, 7 million more of us voted for Joe Biden than the other guy, and you're silent, you're quiet while this is happening. Where's the outrage? I am the father of three daughters. Right? I have a girlfriend. I have an ex-wife who I care about very deeply.
And you're just a decent human.
I have a mom, a sister. There is no way that I can live in a place that has this law on the books. I can't do it without being aggressively opposed. Where is everybody else? Like, what is going on? This is nuts. Totally nuts.
It's just...
I get it. I totally get it too. That like I am like very surprised and like shocked that this was like.
I'm not like, though.
No. I'm talking about like how the media is super sleeping on this whole thing.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Crazy. I'm not surprised about it, especially the whole part of codifying Roe v. Wade, like. In like the 70s or 80s, I believe, like there's been several attempts to codify like women's rights, like in an amendment, like just a pocket one that covers like the reproductive freedom, like any discrimination based, like paid maternity leave that would codify and protect all of these things. And it was decided over like two decades ago that women don't need that. And there's like this consensus or like this understanding that like sexism isn't as bad as it used to be. And the issue with that is, yes, women are making leaps and bounds. They're pushing ahead through careers. They're in their CEO positions, but they still have to fight so much harder to even get to that point. And we're completely invalidating that. And if you take away a woman's reproductive freedom and the right to choose, you're literally controlling her entire life, because pregnancy just isn't that 10-month period. It's the changes, whether you choose to give your child up for adoption or raise it, like these changes affect you both physically and mentally
forever.
And yeah. I don't think, maybe they do understand the gravity and they just don't care, but you're literally ruining millions of women's entire lives and setting up people to grow up in circumstances that they shouldn't be in, because they're already cutting funding to all those programs too. So it's not like they're saying no abortions and we're going to increase birth control, we're going to increase sex education, we're going to increase funding for kid programs.
There's an article from the Intelligencer that I was reading this morning that says that in Louisiana, right, there are so many women coming from Texas, calling and making appointments coming from Texas, that they're now 3 to 4 weeks out to get the first appointment. So now let's say that by some miracle, I know I'm pregnant at 5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Then I call and I have to go to Louisiana, but they're 3 or 4 weeks out for the first visit. And then I have to wait to get the second visit to have an abortion. Now I'm well past the window in Texas. And what happens if I get that abortion and I go back home? Have I broken the law? Am I going to be jailed? Am I going to be incarcerated?
Yes.
Is my rapist going to collect $10,000? Like, it is so out of control. and there is nothing going on. Like, what could go on? What could go on? The Texas legislator is heavily Republican, and the Democrats left. Then they got warrants for their arrest and to come back to the House so they could sit there and watch this stuff happen. The federal government can't pass any legislation because of the filibuster law. They need 60% of votes. It's out of control.
They're ready to just throw the Constitution into a burning fire with the rest of the books and laws and anything else that the United States built on, you know, that they want to love the Constitution up until it's things that they don't want, and they're willing just to throw it all into a burning fire, put some gasoline
and
on
how's
it.
How's this
and
for
then,
a transition?
And call it all a day.
How's this for a transition? This is why I love Jim Acosta, right? Jim Acosta is my hero of the week. Jim Acosta is a CNN reporter, and he's got a 5-minute piece that we want to go through in the remaining time. This is all under the auspices of MAGA. If you're out there wearing a MAGA hat, you're wearing your khaki pants and your red golf shirt or whatever you wear with your dumbass hat, and you are looking at this law in Texas and thinking that this is a good thing, you are part of the problem. This is not making America great again. Here are three instances brought to us by Jim Acosta of these idiot MAGA people and in positions of prominence and power. Let's start with Jim's report.
On the far right have been sounding the alarm on Afghanistan evacuees all week. The refugees are coming. The refugees are coming.
Former intel that are telling me people that are being brought in here, there is a significant percentage that are future Boston Marathon bombers.
Okay, stop. Pause.
But real quick, though, too, just to like to point out, so this whole week, I mean, up until, okay, so Monday, Tuesday, and the weeks prior have been all about like Afghanistan and stuff. And all these Republicans are super, let's just justify war, like warmongering nonstop. Why is Joe Biden taking out these people? Just wanting more men and women and anybody else serving to die.
Okay, so
and then come back on this Wednesday and say that they're pro-life after warmongering for the last 2 weeks and talking crap about Joe Biden. It's hypocrisy to the highest level.
If that were the worst part of what I just heard.
The racism?
If the racism were the worst part of what I just heard, if the warmongering and the hypocrisy was the worst thing that I just heard, I might be able to say, hey, it's just like the beginning of the Trump presidency. But here's the worst part of what I just heard. The United States of America was founded by immigrants, has always been founded by immigrants. It is called the melting pot. Underneath the Statue of Liberty says, give me your poor and tired, huddled masses. We have always been somewhere where refugees can go. We have always been a country that accepts the stranger and brings them into the fold, as difficult as their lives may be. This has always been a safe haven. And now, make America great again means no. We don't want refugees. We don't want these people that are oppressed by the Taliban government that will be killed, will be tortured, will be dismembered. We don't want those people here. We don't want to protect them and save them and help them and give them a better life. We want them to die where they stand because we want to make America great again. That's the worst part.
But the worst, and even to add to that, to think about it really quick, is the people that are coming over, they're either served directly and helped our military service, or their family members. Yeah. So the war they fought so hard for, they don't even want to help the vets of that war.
Right. But they're gonna turn into Boston Marathon bombers. Why? First of all, why invoke that? Why?
Because you're a racist piece of poop. Who
weren't those American citizens? Those two boys, weren't they already American citizens?
Mm-hmm.
They were not refugees.
That doesn't help the agenda, though. We have to leave that part out.
Leave that out.
Oh, it gets better. It gets better.
Okay, keep going.
Continue to be rigged and continue to be stolen, then it's going to lead to one place, and it's bloodshed. And I will tell you, as much as I'm willing to defend our liberty at all costs, there's nothing that I would dread doing more than having to pick up arms against a fellow American.
Okay, first of all, that guy's name is David Madison Cawthorn. David Madison Cawthorn goes by Madison Cawthorn because I think the David is just too Jewish. But David Madison Cawthorn is the North Carolina United States representative of the 11th Congressional District. And what he's doing right now is inciting violence.
The people yes, that's right.
Over voter, election security. He wants bloodshed.
He said
of election security.
But they won't understand women being upset about their rights being taken away and protesting.
He said, if we don't fix the stolen elections, then we're going to have to take up arms against America. And while I dread it, that's what I'll have to do. First of all, no election was stolen. Okay? That is fact. So he is saying if they keep stealing elections, they means me, right? He thinks that I and people like me stole that election, right? We know that's false. We know that's false. We know that's false. And they keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And what he's doing is getting people sitting in their basements, oiling up their guns, waiting for the next elections. And if they lose, we're all in trouble because they're going to start shooting people.
People like him, like that rep, he's the reason why they're going through the phone records of Republican like reps, because I have no doubt that he had contact and knew the insurrection was happening just based on his rhetoric.
Yeah.
McCarthy released a statement warning the telecommunication companies that cooperate with the committee, quote, a Republican majority will not forget. That sounded an awful lot like what Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say.
These telecommunications companies, they better not play with these Democrats, because Republicans are coming back into the majority in 2022, and we will take this very serious. These telecommunications companies, if they go along with this, they will be shut down, and that's a promise.
How about that? How about state-sponsored, right, communication systems? We are the majority. You will agree with us, or we will shut you down. Marjorie
Taylor
Greene.
They see nothing wrong with that.
And she also says
he's a maniac.
She tweeted this morning, "Happy Sunday, everyone. Let's all work together to end abortion in America." And I put end abortion because she put it all in capital letters.
Yeah.
She's getting ratioed, by the way, which is ironic because only people who are crazy follow her. But even people inside of her, like her tweet, are like, "Yo, shut up."
Ratioed means that you have more comments on a post than you do likes. So there's like more people arguing in her post than there are like liking and agreeing with it.
Listen,
which is a slow
start.
She's
a maniac.
She needs to be declared unfit to even represent anyone, let alone herself.
Yeah, she's a maniac, and it's purposeful, it's aggressive, it is malicious. She's doing it 100% by design. Make people angry. And when you make people angry, then you give them a scapegoat. And when you make people angry and then you give them a scapegoat, then violence ensues 100% of the time. And that's what she's doing, and she's doing it on purpose. And you know who her target is? Me. And people like me. Free-thinking, liberal, progressive people who care to improve the state of this country for everybody, not just the few. And that's where we're at today on One More Good Idea. Nikos, I love you and I appreciate you. Thanks for holding down the fort when I was gone. Issa, you are an amazing host of this show. You did a great job last week. But we're back as a team and together.
We're going to smash the patriarchy.
We are more than the sum of our parts. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you back here next week at 8 a.m. on WCPT 820 AM Chicago, Illinois, the nation's largest and most progressive talk radio station.